Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Lawsuit Helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Lanita Andrews.
Okay. Ms. Lanita, I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, and how long would this take?
Yeah, so this will take about 15 to 20 minutes. It's just a questionnaire. It's an intake form, so we could send it to the attorneys just to see if you meet the requirements. Do you want to see if you meet the requirements?
Okay.
Yes. Okay, I'll make this quick and simple for you. Have you gotten an attorney?
Yes, this is going to take my whole lunch break.
Oh, okay, you're on lunch break. Okay. No problem. I'll try to make it quick and simple. Yeah, so you can enjoy your lunch. Okay. Did you get an attorney already to help you with filing a claim?
No.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with a law firm?
No, I haven't.
You haven't signed anything. Okay, perfect. And was it you or was it a loved one that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
My son. That is a hard name to pronounce.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah, we call it just NEC or NEC, but some people don't know what it is, so I just say the whole thing. Okay, so your son, how is he doing today? Is he doing better?
Yeah, yes, he is.
Okay, all right. That's good. I'm so glad. And I'm so sorry you had to deal with that. How old is he today?
He's 13.
13, okay. And what is his date of birth?
September 5th, 2011.
Okay. And was he fed baby formula inside the hospital?
Yes, by the doctor.
Okay. By the doctor. Do you remember the name or the brand?
Similac.
Similac. Okay. Similac. Okay. And was your baby diagnosed with NEC before drinking the formula or afterwards?
It was after.
After, okay.
It was about 14, 15 days, yeah.
14 or 15 days?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. Formula, so definitely more than 7. Okay, and it was Similac. What was the date of diagnosis?
I'm not for sure exactly the date, but it was like the
Third week of September. Okay. Let me see if I can pull up a calendar really quick.
Yeah, it was the end of the month.
The end of the month. Okay. Back in 2011?
Yes.
Okay, so is it accurate to put around September
20? Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, okay. That's fine that it's an estimate just to the best of your knowledge. Once they pull medical records, they'll compare and they'll put the right one. Okay, so just our September 20th of 2011. Okay, and then does your son have any ongoing gastrointestinal problems, or is he sensitive to any foods, anything like that?
No, he's pretty much good.
He's good. Okay. Did he have any other serious or lasting injuries, any scarring in the intestines, any infections? Did he have any surgeries?
He did have a surgery. A laparotomy.
Laparotomy, okay. Laparotomy surgery.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis and the injuries?
I don't have it on hand, no.
No, okay. But you're able to request them if needed?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the name of the hospital where he was born?
Antelope Valley Hospital.
You said Antelope?
Yes.
Valley Hospital. Okay. Where's that located? What city?
It's in Lancaster, California.
Lancaster. Okay. So is it Antelope Valley Medical Center?
It's Antelope Valley Hospital.
Hospital. Okay. Okay. Do you know the address of the place?
Oh, no, but I can look it up.
Yeah,
But I
please.
definitely don't know that.
Or let me see it. Let me
They
look it up
change
on
their
Google
name.
here.
It's 1600 West Avenue J, Lancaster, California, 93534.
93534. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just wanted to double check. That's the right one.
Yeah, it is different now. It's Antelope Valley Medical Center. So I guess they changed the name.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem. So let me write that down. Okay, and your son, was he diagnosed in the same hospital where he was born, or was he transferred somewhere else?
Oh, no, it was where he was.
Okay, same place. Got it. Okay, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And was your son diagnosed while he was still in the hospital, or did he leave and then come back?
Oh, no, while he was in the hospital.
Okay, so he stayed in the hospital the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay, so is he turning 14 this year or 13?
He just turned 13.
He just turned 13. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, September. So that just passed. Okay. Turned 13. And how many weeks pregnant were you when he was born?
I think it was about 31 weeks.
31 weeks. Okay.
I was 7 months. Yeah.
7 months. Okay.
Because he was premature, yeah.
Premature. Okay. And did you have any other friends or family or loved ones that were also fed formula and then had issues with NEC?
No.
No. Okay. All right, no problem. Can you confirm the gender of your child?
He's a male.
Male, okay. And can you spell his full name for me?
Anthonyrose.
Okay. I'm sorry, can you repeat that? It was kind of breaking up.
Anthony, last name Rose.
Oh, Anthony Rose. Okay, perfect. Any middle name?
Hakeem.
Can you spell that for me?
King.
Oh, King. Okay. KING. All right. And then what is
Anthony
his?
King.
Anthony King Rose. Got it. What is his social security number?
I have to use the whole thing. What about the last four?
The last four is fine.
That would be 1233.
1233. Okay. All right, perfect. And then Lanita, what is your full name?
Anita Rosa Andrews.
Rosa, that's Rosa.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And you are the parent. What is your date of birth?
9/24/80.
9/24/80. Okay. And then the last four of your social?
0276.
0276.
Yes, 0276.
Okay, and then I have an email. I have growthisus65@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and then a phone number 661-236-8412. Is that your cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your full mailing address?
43658 Challenger Way, apartment 24, Lancaster, California, 93535.
Okay. Apartment 24, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And do you have documents that would show you're the power of attorney? So is your name on his birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. Is it your full name, Lanita? I'm sorry, what was your middle name?
Yeah, it should be.
Rosa Andrews?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and we're almost done here. I just have a few last quick questions. Okay, were there any issues in the pregnancy? Anything like tobacco or drug use, hypertensive disease, delayed cord clamping, anything like that?
Oh, no.
Okay, and then the child was born premature in the state of California. And then what were the dates that your child was in the NICU?
Oh, what was that? Oh, goodness. So long ago. It was around the beginning, around the same time, the end of September.
Okay. So let me see. Was he in the NICU from the time that he was born?
Oh, you're saying like how many days he was in the hospital and when?
In the NICU, yeah. So.
Oh, okay. That was in November. Yeah, that was in November.
Okay, so he left in November?
Yeah. He got discharged the first week of November. So he was in there October.
Okay, October. Was he in the NICU after he was diagnosed or after he was born?
After he was diagnosed.
Diagnosed, okay.
So he was diagnosed. Yeah, because he was diagnosed in September, the end of September.
The end of September, okay. And then he was discharged in November.
Yeah. So he was in there for about 2 months.
2 months, okay. And then, what was his birth weight?
He was small. He was 3 pounds 9 ounces.
3 pounds 9 ounces. Okay. And then, when did you make the connection between the baby formula and the NEC?
It was about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. So right around when he was diagnosed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then he was fed baby formula inside the hospital, right?
Yes, by the doctor.
Okay, by the doctor. Okay. And then what were the symptoms that he experienced? Was there green vomit, bloody stools, anything else?
Stomach pains and breathing issues.
Breathing issues.
Yeah, and bloody stool and green vomit. Yeah, he definitely had that. So
okay.
They ended up doing some tests on him.
Oh, okay, so after the symptoms, that's when they ran some tests.
Yeah, they did an abdominal x-ray and blood test and stool test.
Okay, I see. I'll make a note of that here. And then when was he last treated for any of the issues, the NEC issues? What year?
That was 2011.
2011, okay. Was it when he was discharged around November?
Yeah.
Okay, so last time he was treated. Do you remember the name of the doctors?
That was Dr. Olga Acosta.
Acosta, okay. Can you spell the first name?
O-L-G-A, Olga.
Oh, Olga. Okay, Olga Acosta. And that was at that hospital, Antelope Valley?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for them?
No, I don't have the number.
No. Okay, no problem. So I'll look it up on Google here. I'll put that number for the facility. Okay, and we're almost done. The very last thing that I need from you is just an emergency contact, just in case something happens to you. If you're unable, if we're unable to reach you, we'll contact them so that they can get a hold of you. So for the emergency contact, do they live with you or do they live separate?
Who do I have? It would be separate.
Separate. Okay. All right. And
Yeah,
what is
the
their
number is
relation?
616.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It would be my neighbor.
Your
My
neighbor. Oh.
neighbor.
Okay. And their phone number?
661 227 6554.
6556.
6554.
54. Okay. Perfect. And what is their number?
That's the number.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I meant their name.
Yeah, their name.
Yes.
Yes, Shante.
Shante. Okay, can you spell it for me?
Yes, Shaunte.
Okay, Shante. And their last
Oh,
name?
no, I didn't mean to say A, the T-E.
Oh, TE. Okay. And then their last name?
I'm not for sure what her last name is.
No. Okay, no problem. I'll just leave it at that. So Shante is your neighbor. Okay, so that's it for the questions here. Oh, you said it's your neighbor. Okay, so what's their address? Their home address?
I don't know their home address.
Is it the same Challenger Way?
Yeah, it will be Challenger Way.
Okay, and then
But I don't know the exact address.
was there a different apartment number?
Yes.
Okay, do you know the number?
No.
No. Okay, so I'll just leave it at Challenger Way. Okay. Okay, so that's it for the questions here. We got everything. So I'll send you over that document to sign. You can put me on speaker now if you need to. It'll be a really quick DocuSign. I'll stay on the phone in case you have any questions or any concerns. That would be the last thing.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. So let me just review, make sure everything's spelled correctly. Okay, and then you'll get it soon. It'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign, and then you just open it up. It'll be a few boxes that'll require signatures or initials, and it's just a quick tap. Okay, so it'll come through right now.
Got it.
Did you get it? Yeah.
Okay, so what am I supposed to
So tap where it
do?
says
Review document.
review document. And then I think it's just a box that you can send to electronic documents, something like that. And then there's a yellow box somewhere. It'll say start signing.
Wait a minute. It wants an MSN message from MassTorch. What is this from?
Yeah, MassTorch Strategies. That's the name of the intake company. If it asks for permission to use electronic documents, I think you have to check a box somewhere.
Okay, first. Okay, so it says this envelope was also sent by SMS. So we're gonna continue to send it. I'm gonna keep listening to my phone.
Yeah, do you see a yellow box somewhere that says start signing?
Please, it says, please read. And then, yes, I agree.
Yes,
Then it says continue.
And then continue,
Okay. This is where it says start.
Yes, start.
I'll press start.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, client signature. Then sign again at the bottom.
Yes,
Wait, is it? Oh, okay, it's going. Okay, I'm done.
You're done. Okay, perfect. So let me see. Let me make sure everything went through. And then don't forget to press if it says finish signing, you have to press. Okay, so everything went through. I got the notification. Okay, so that's it on my end here. I'm your step one, your intake specialist. What I'll do next is I'll send you another text message with my direct desk line and then the number of the attorney. So you'll be with Pulaski, that's the name of the law firm. I'll send you their name and their number so you have that. Give them about 5 business days to review the information, the documents, and then they'll call you to do a case verification and if they need any more information from you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Miss Lenita. I appreciate your patience, and I hope you enjoy your lunch, okay?
You said thank you. It's almost over with now. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.